When to sit Shiva for a missing person? When do the laws of mourning apply if there is no identified body of the deceased? Mirtz Hashem, may this halacha be only in theory and not in practice for anybody. Although being that in the past such things have occurred, unfortunately, and there seems to be confusion in what the law is in such a case, we will try to clarify it for mere general knowledge purposes. Obviously, in all cases of a realistic shiloh, God forbid, one is to contact a Rav who is expert in these laws. So we first find a debate about this matter mentioned in the Tshuvos of the Gaonim. According to all, a missing person, for whom there's no reason to suspect of the person's death, one does not sit Shiva for them, as the chances are that they are alive, and as has occurred many times, that people for one other or another, for one reason or another, disappear for the sake of new identities and the like. Where there is a machlekes is in a case that the word of the person's death has already spread, meaning that rumor has it that the person unfortunately is no longer alive. In such a case, if the relatives have given up hope of finding the body, then the opinion of Rav Hai and Rav Shrira Goin, as brought in the Tor 375 in Yeredeya, is that they should already begin sitting Shiva. The Mishkan Es Yaakov records that so indeed is the ruling of the vast majority of the Rishonim, and so can be implied to be the opinion of the Mechaber. However, the Ramah and Evin Ezer 17:5 rules that because we don't want, God forbid, a person's wife to remarry when the husband is still alive, therefore it's absolutely forbidden to sit Shiva for a missing individual despite rumors until a body and identification or testimony is found. So likewise rules the Shach and the Taz and other Achrenim. Thus, in essence, this opinion requires that there be actual testimony that is valid to have a woman remarry to be allowed to sit Shiva. Practically, this opinion is the final ruling that we follow. Now, an interesting question that's dealt with is in a case that the missing person is not married or is a female. So the whole worry that we require there to be testimony to allow a wife to remarry is irrelevant. So in such a case, indeed, we find a machlekes with some ruling that in this case, as soon as word spreads of the person's death, or if majority of people dies as a result of whatever happened to the potential deceased, they may already begin sitting Shiva and Shleishim, if they have given up retrieving the body for burial. Others, however, rule that even in such a case, you still require proof, as is required to allow a wife to remarry, even though in this case there is no wife who will remarry. Practically, the relatives may choose to be stringent to mourn the deceased, even if sufficient proof has not been brought to allow a wife to remarry in the event that the person was not married or that it is a female. So concludes the Chassam Sofer in his Tshuva 344 based on the ruling of the Shavus Yankiv. So to summarize, so long as you don't know what happened to the person, there's no reason to suspect of death, and nothing occurred to him that would be suspectful of death, God forbid, then you cannot sit Shiva, and you assume the person is alive. Likewise, even if rumor has spread that the person is no longer alive, or something happened by which most people cannot survive from, and simply the body has not been retrieved, then so long as they're still actively searching for the body for burial, they don't sit Shiva. However, the moment that the relatives give up searching for the body, and there is strong evidence of death, then they may already begin to sit Shiva right away, with exception to a man who is married, who is the suspected deceased, in which case, in order so his wife does not remarry without the required necessary proof, family does not sit Shiva until that necessary proof is brought. On this, we'll conclude with the various testimonies that are valid to establish death for the sake of sitting Shiva, and that is the same as those that can validate a woman to remarry. So even a single witness is believed to say a person died, and even if he didn't personally witness the death but heard it from someone, and even if it's a Gentile, and therefore if a doctor calls up or a nurse calls up and says that a person has passed away, that is considered valid testimony, and you don't need two kosher witnesses to testify. May Hashem bless us all that this halacha will never be in practice and only in theory from now and onwards. And that everyone be blessed with long and healthy years.
Thank you for listening to ShulchanAruchHarav.com. Our free services of making Torah knowledge available to the public depends on donors like you. Please help us continue our work through making even a small contribution at ShulchanAruchHarav.com under the Daily Halacha Dedication section or in the subscription page. Also, check out our online courses and many Sepharim available for purchase that will both enhance your Torah knowledge and help support our work.